Welcome back, 517, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Ben Wolfgang, Washington Times national reporter. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
Doing just fine. So I saw your tent. You were camped outside the Supreme Court, and you've been doing that for the past week. Obviously, you were awaiting the health care decision, but instead you got some decision on the FCC indecency rules, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think it's a little bit surprising that all the attention, as you mentioned, has certainly been on Obamacare, but here we get this ruling on the FCC. And to be honest with you, the reaction that's kind of unfolded this afternoon has been one of disappointment from both sides of this debate. And the reason is the court sort of punted on the larger First Amendment question of what is and what is not allowed on network television. This case, just as a quick refresher, basically centered on a couple of incidents from back in the 2000s, almost a decade ago now, on Fox and ABC, of brief nudity and some expletives being uttered on the air. So those stations were fined and sanctioned by the FCC for allowing that to be broadcast over the public airwaves. They appealed those fines and sanctions, and it's been working its way up the ladder ever since. Now, what everybody wondered was, is the court going to simply address those specific cases against Fox or ABC and determine whether or not they were fair, or are they going to address the larger question, the First Amendment question, of should the federal government in 2012 even be in the business of regulating the airwaves at all? That's kind of what everybody was hoping they would rule on, but they didn't. So it was a bit of a downer, to be honest with you.
All right, so it occurs to me that the FCC is still the gatekeeper, but they needed to be more open about the requirements laid before broadcasters?
Well, that's exactly right. What Justice Anthony Kennedy said in the majority opinion, which was 8-0, by the way. Sonia Sotomayor was recused from the case, so it was unanimous of the 8 justices that were involved. He said that the FCC hadn't adequately described and detailed what their indecency policy was, and so Fox and ABC couldn't realistically have expected to know that their actions would result in fines and sanctions. Now, they were very clear in saying in the ruling that the FCC can continue to have an indecency policy, but, you know, and in fact, the ruling doesn't even say that they necessarily have to change it. Certainly you would think that they would, or they'll end up back in court, you know, in the very near future.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. This doesn't change the FCC's ability to regulate the public airwaves in any way.
No wonder so many people are scratching their heads today. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't really solve much. I mean, it certainly is of importance to ABC and Fox, who are off the hook now for thousands and thousands of dollars in fines. But beyond that, there really aren't a lot of repercussions from this decision.
Yeah. Now, the argument has been there's selective enforcement of this law. I'll give you an example. I think that you may have even referred to Private Ryan being being aired on public television, unedited. Some nasty stuff there, but never a word said about it.
That's exactly right. In fact, I believe it was actually, it's been broadcast on ABC a number of times in prime time, completely unedited. And if you've seen the movie, you know there's plenty of violence and plenty of profanity. And the stations are never fined, never sanctioned for that. A couple of years ago, I'm sure you probably remember, there was some unedited raw video footage from September 11th that had plenty of profanity from firefighters and policemen and people on the street in New York City that was aired on public broadcast TV without any kind of sanctions. But yet, when you have something like an NYPD Blue episode that, you know, featured some nudity, where you had you know, the singer Bono cursing at the Billboard Music Awards, that resulted in sanctions, whereas some other things don't. So that's sort of where the confusion came in, at least from the network's point of view.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It brought back a memory while we were just discussing this. You know, years ago, back during, the Gulf War, there was an exchange between two fighter pilots, and the language, they had shipped this, ABC had shipped this raw audio back to the United States, and I remember I intercepted it, unedited, and put it on the air, and the next thing I know, we got these pilots who are obviously, in a fighter situation at the time, and, you know, nerves are up and adrenaline's rushing, and, they started using all kinds of, you know, F words and things. And I thought, oh man, I'm going to get in so much trouble. But then I later found out that because it was a live news event, the commission would be, you know, less likely to look at it in, you know, in a derogatory fashion. And sure enough, never heard a thing about it. So I had assumed over the years that if it was news related, you could probably get away with it. But obviously that's not always the case.
That's not always the case, and I'm sure there are those, well, there certainly are those who argue that really what's the difference? If we're talking about profanity, if we're talking about nudity, whether it's in a news context or whether it's in an entertainment context, you know, those who object to it probably don't see too much of a distinction there. But of course, as you know, here in 2012, the line is being blurred quite a bit, you know, with television and radio and the internet. Things as far as entertainment or news. So, and that's what the court really said today, is that the guidelines related to what you just brought up, they're just too vague. They don't make any sense. It's nearly impossible for a network station to know what they're going to get in trouble for and what they're going to get away with. So that was sort of the crux of the ruling today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sort of see the old versus the new here, the old being, you know, public airwaves and the new being cable, and those that are dabbling in both see one set of rules on the cable side and one entirely different set on the other. Interesting. All right, so I guess this is over then. I mean, the Supreme Court, they have final say?
It's over for now, but as a lot of the analysts that I've talked to today, legal experts on the First Amendment, they said, I mean, this essentially is kicking the can down the road by the Supreme Court, because you can be guaranteed that sometime down the line here, you're going to have another incident like this, and you're going to have appeals by the network, and you're going to have court cases, and it's going to work its way back up to the Supreme Court. Eventually, they're going to have to make a decision as technology continues to advance, and as we have more and more cable channels and more websites for people to visit, the court eventually is going to have to decide, can the federal government, should the federal government be in the business of regulating content on the airwaves? And they skipped that question today, but I think eventually they're going to be forced to deal with it.
Yep, I think you're right. All right, my friend, thanks for the update. We'll talk again. Thanks, Ben.
Take care, Andy.
See you later. Ben Wolfgang, Washington Times reporter.